Hello, hello, hello. This is Caroline and David Birchie.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi, Caroline Rustigian here. Some of you know me as Kayline. We're here to play some jam band killer tunes for you on, we call it the Grateful Takeover, but it's the KX Grateful Takeover, maybe. Right, Ed? We're grateful.
We're grateful for you.
Thank
you.
We are grateful to be here.
Thank you for doing this.
Yes, we're supporting this, our beloved nonprofit station here in Laguna Beach, California. And we will be playing some...
Start off with some Grateful Dead. We'll start off with a studio version of Franklin's Tower. Let's hit it.
Good choice.
Child of rain.
So while I love Franklin's on its own, help Slipknot would have been really cool. But timing. We only have an hour.
We only have an hour. We could have taken a lot more. But if that song doesn't make you smile and get you up dancing, I don't know what will.
We were totally. So, David, we had a Grateful Dead show here on KXFM.
We did. It was fun.
It was so fun. And Jonathan Tufano, if you're listening, we really need to like bring it back, okay? Let's do that. We say that every year.
Every year, yep.
So tell the listeners what the Grateful Dead means to you. And you all, go.
Oh, my gosh. We only have an hour.
Seven words or less.
It is something that has been core and central to who I am and what I do since I was 16 years old. I went to my first show when I was 15 and didn't stop, still going. I have probably went to 15, 16 Dead-related shows this last year. I probably have another 10 at least already lined up for 2023, and that'll probably turn into 20 or 30 by the time the year's over. So, and that doesn't include local shows like our great Skeleton Crew. Speaking of Skeleton Crew, Mr. Glass, thank you very much for your donation. We appreciate it. The honor, the judge of funk, you're the man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Totally. So for those of you that don't know, Dead & Company, which is the latest iteration of the Grateful Dead, is having its final tour this year.
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Really?
Final tour. And there's some, they're kicking off at the Fabulous Forum. I will never call it anything else but that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Birchie, you're going.
I'm going.
Your opening night of the
I'm not
tour.
Going opening night. Opening night, there's a conflict with young Mr. Billy Strings.
Yes.
Who's playing at the Greek. And so I'm going there opening night. And
correct.
Then I will be at the Fabulous Forum night two and a lot more throughout the summer.
Yeah. So actually, we're going to be playing some Billy Strings a little bit later. So, you know, hang on because he's amazing if you've never heard of Billy Strings. But back to the Dead. Yes, I will be seeing Dead & Co. at Jazz Fest weekend two.
So jealous.
Oh, nice.
Super psyched. Haven't been to Jazz Fest. I was doing the math. Almost 20 years. Really crazy. Doesn't seem that long.
There's going to be a guy holding a sign going, "We've missed you."
Sure. Yes, exactly.
As you're walking in.
But we are here to raise money for KXFM. So why don't, let's see, the phone number is to talk to myself and David on air is 949-715-5936. Or you can just be incognito and donate over the phone and call 949-715-4859. I will repeat those in a little bit.
Thank you.
But so the final tour of the Dead, what is that like? God.
It's going to be something
what's
special.
What's going to happen after that?
Well, you know, I'm sure John's going to do his thing.
John will go
and,
off, yeah.
Bobby will continue to do his thing. I mean, he has his, his Wolf Brothers. He'll probably be another, more electric version as well as Wolf Brothers. So I see it's only the end of this iteration. It's not the end of the dance, right. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It'll keep going.
Can I ask you about the attraction to, so you started at 15 or as a young kid. And you as well.
Yep.
Is the attraction the band itself or is it the atmosphere that surrounds it? And I know everyone says it's everything. Is it really everything?
It really is everything.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, as a 15-year-old, it's the atmosphere that's right. Sucks you in first, right?
Okay.
You don't. It's a different family. It's something that you're not aware of. It's something you don't even realize exists until the first time you're there.
Right.
And then over time, it becomes the music. It becomes what the music leads you into, which is sort of why we're bringing up Billy Strings today, because it has led me, Dead led me into Jerry, which led me into some bluegrass, which led me into a specific song, which was one of my favorite songs, Shady Grove, which will be playing a Billy Strings version of Shady Grove in a little while. And it's just the it just all wraps together, and so.
Beautifully explained.
Oh, thank you.
Beautifully
totally
explained.
Agree. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your first show?
It was Pine Knob 1984.
Okay. And mine was Berkeley Greek, probably, I'm not really sure, 80.
Wow.
Something like that. I lived right. I was in the center of the hippie culture up there in the East Bay, San Francisco. So, the Berkeley Greek was our home base. So what's our next song, Mr. Birchie?
Well, we've got a live version of Bertha, which is from the Skull and Roses album. And it is another one of those that if it doesn't make you dance, something's wrong with you. Right. So let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. to move. That's why if you please, I am on my bended knees. Bertha, don't you come around here anymore. Dress myself in green, Lord, I'm winning under the sea. Try to see what's going down, Lord, try to read between the lines. I had a feeling I was falling, falling, falling. Lord, I turned around to see. Heard a voice calling, Lord, it was running.
I love that song. I love it. I've always loved it, but it was really when Los Lobos covered it.
Oh.
And that, and I think we're going to play something from that album or from the dedicated album at, during the show. But when Los Lobos covered Bertha back in like 1992, it was something that just, it really opened the song up to me. And I just fell in love with it.
So. I love that. Everybody, you're going to have to check that out. The dedicated album is so good. It's a bunch of artists covering dead songs, and we are going to be playing one later on. So we're here on KXFM to be to help fundraise for our nonprofit radio station that we love so much.
And you have long been a part of. Caroline is a member of the family, been a part of it forever, and have always supported KXFM.
Totally. I used to have a show on here. I had it for 5.5 years, and with the Coast Film and Music Festival, we're on with all our, you know, VIPs every year. You guys sponsor so much of the community events. It's such a treasure to have our own radio station and super pro people work in the radio station, and it's just really great. And the radio station does lots of things. They keep the community informed on hot topics, and boy, especially Ed can really get hot about some of the topics. And
that was my first job as a kid at Hot Topics.
Boom.
Yeah, thank you.
When we have issues here, emergency services updates, KX is the first one to get those out. And so it's a real, like I said, it's a treasure.
Thank you.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Mr. Birchie?
Absolutely.
Totally. So back to the music. Yeah. Are we pivoting now to
Billy? I
think we're
going to do a quick pivot. Yeah, it seems to be that, we mentioned Shady Grove earlier as a sort of transitional song. It was, for me, it was something that I loved. It was one of Jerry's favorite songs. He used to play with Dave Grisham all the time in Old and in the Way and a few of his other, Dave and Dog albums and whatnot. And it's a song that Billy Strings, William Apostle is his real name, started playing when he was very young. A little background on Billy. He was born and raised in Michigan. His dad died of a heroin overdose when he was 2 years old. His stepfather, Terry, who he now has an album with, sort of took him in and taught him how to play guitar, taught him how to play bluegrass. And really, the kid, he got his nickname Billy Strings when he was like 7 years old from his aunt, because he was just flaming already as a seven-year-old on the guitar. And, we still call him a kid, although he's 30 now. So he's really not much of a kid anymore. But since he was about 19 or 20, he started playing in Traverse City weekly with a guy named Don Julin. And Don was an old mandolin player, and the two of them played all the time, constantly, like in northern Michigan. They started traveling. But one of the songs that they played and is on their first album was Shady Grove. So let's hit that one up, and I think you guys will love it.
As a blue and rose, and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. If I had a big fine horse and the grain to feed him on, then Shady Grove could stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. It's from pretty little Shady Grove, as sweet as brandy wine. And there ain't no girl in this whole world prettier than mine. Went to see my Shady Grove, she was standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand, and her little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. she'll be my wife. Peaches in the summertime and apples in the fall. If I can't have my shady grove, I don't want none at all. Shady grove, my little love, shady grove, I say. Shady grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
Breathless.
I mean, and yeah, I know you saw him live, and I believe you saw him live this summer as well. I mean, you can't even imagine what it's like to see him live. It's, you know, there's five guys on the stage, and it's acoustic, and it is the loudest, most electric acoustic music you have ever heard in your life.
Oh, totally amazing. Like, and it sounds like there's like 50 people on stage.
Right.
The guy,
it does.
Even when he's just playing alone, what, like, get him on YouTube, people. Like, just look up Billy Strings and start watching, and you will be like, your mouth will be open and going, is this guy so good?
I got turned on at Ohana. Who is this? I need to hear more.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people don't know Billy Strings. I didn't know he was like a Michigan boy are.
Indeed. I have a lot of friends who are friends. Don't know him, but I certainly have a lot of friends in common with him.
So great.
He had a rough upbringing. Like I said, his father died of heroin overdose when he was 2. He started playing guitar. He sort of dropped out of school when he was 13 years old, ran away, was couch surfing with friends' houses. And one mother of one of his friends said, hey, you can stay here if you go back to school, if you don't go out on weeknights, and if you, basically keep working on your guitar. And that's what happened.
Amazing
and
story.
His mom and his stepfather, Terry, who he now has an album out with, basically became meth heads, were completely addicted, were in and out of the system. And he ultimately cleaned up. And now that's like his best friend is Terry Barber. And so it's a pretty cool story. And it's all turned out well, for all of them. And he's just he's a fantastic human being.
Wow. And here's some other fantastic human beings. These are people that have donated to our grateful takeover tonight.
Kobe and Janelle Ness, thank you so much for your very generous contribution. It is so appreciated. You guys are the best. You rock. Sorry you couldn't get your show this year, Kobe, but I know Piper had to go back to school. So next year, you'll do a takeover.
Yeah. Definitely. And I want to thank my Uncle Greg. Thank you, Uncle Greg, for donating. I always can count on you. You're the best. You're the best, you and Joanne. And I send you so much love. And thanks very much for supporting KXFM radio station. Oh, gosh. Okay. What's up next?
Well, what's next is a fun one. It's Fire on My Tongue. It's from the recent album Renewal. It's just, all I can say is listen to it. It's a rocker.
Let's check it out.
It's a rocker.
All right.
We who stay behind. There's a poison sickness in my heart, and I don't trust the ashes of my mind. I've got too many songs. Shaking hands can't hold back no more tears. Now the fire on my tongue is for those who die young and the weariness of we who stay behind. There's a poison sickness in my heart, and I don't trust the ashes of my mind.
Woo! so good, man.
So fast. I mean, his finger, I mean, just seeing him in concert and watching, I mean, everyone in his band is phenomenal, but really his he just moves so fast and so quickly, and you can't keep up with him.
Yeah,
and,
again, YouTube him, definitely. Yeah. Billy Strings.
And by the way, if you're a fan of a little harder music, he also, over Halloween, did a unbelievable weekend down in Asheville that he basically weaved in and out throughout the entire Lord of the Rings soundtrack into his three nights show. And he also did every pretty much Zeppelin song that mentions hobbits, and he played War Pigs. And the War Pigs, I tried to figure out how to get on the set list. I couldn't figure out how to download it to get up here, but it is truly, truly amazing. It is, you can't believe it's a bluegrass guitarist playing this thing, because it is just, it's phenomenal.
So hot.
Yeah.
So hot.
We'll have to have another show once we figure out how to get that downloaded in here. So we had another donation. Do you know Elisa Birchie?
Lisa Birchie rings a bell. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
It's appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we got a phone call. You guys want to take a call?
Sure thing.
It's one of those random, I don't know who's on here calls, so it could be dangerous.
Okay.
Let's see.
I hope there's a delay.
No, we'll see. Hi, who's this?
This is David Vanderveen.
Mr. Vanderveen.
Hi.
How are you, brother?
Hey. Good, man. I was wondering who that young guy was there sitting with Caroline. I'm a little nervous. There's some danger.
Hi there. Yeah. What country are you in?
I'm in the country of Georgia.
Okay.
Well, the city of, state of Georgia. Yeah, not the country. But in Atlanta, in the airport. I saw your guys' post, and I thought, man, who doesn't want to support this action?
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Dave. I appreciate it. So good to see you the other day. Glad you got to be back in town for a little while. And we appreciate your support. But I hope we're getting to see, I know we're going to see some Dead & Company together this summer. I hope maybe you can sneak a Billy show in with me as well.
I might have to come with you guys too. just warning you.
Should. Somebody has to keep us in line, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah, that's
but,
me.
But I also think, you know, I guess if you haven't seen the infamous String Dusters, put that on your list too. They're good to quite good, I would say.
How was that? How was the show this weekend, last weekend?
Well, it was every night, all week, up in northern BC near the Alaska border.
Oh,
and skiing our brains out and then partying our brains out and still trying to find a brain somewhere in there. A lot of fun.
So for everybody that doesn't know, this is the most interesting man in the world, David.
Let's not give it away.
Oh, thanks so much for calling in from the airport. That's super solid.
Yeah.
And I know you've been a longtime supporter of the radio station here, and I know that they look forward to your continued support, Dave.
Yeah, we're gonna donate now, so keep on trucking.
You got it, brother.
You too.
Thank you, Dave.
See you
Thank
soon,
you.
Hopefully.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah. Bye.
That's so fun.
That was very cool. You have very cool friends, by the way.
Oh, that's one of his very, very
college,
best friends in the
college
world.
College buddy. The reason I ended up in Laguna is Mr. Vanderveen. Yeah,
even better.
So he's phenomenal. We miss him in town. I know he's not near here nearly as much as we'd like him to be or that he would like to be, but he's got a lot of things going on. And, you know, appreciate him taking out the time and giving us a call.
Super cool. Yeah, so all you out there, whether you know us or not, call in, you know, and help raise some money for this awesome radio station, KXFM.
Yeah. If in fact you're looking to call in directly to the show, like you just heard, you can call in 949-715-5936. Or you can just call in the lobby if you just want to donate at 949-715-4859. Or go to the website. There's a number of ways. Going to the website is one of them. You'll look for the Caroline and David tab, and then you just donate to that. It's a link, actually. And then you can text the word TAKEOVER to 949-715-5936. Numbers of ways to donate. I'm going to let you guys take it away because there's a lot of music you got to cover.
Totally. All right. What's next, Dave?
Well, you know what? Let's go back to where we started. You know, this is the Grateful Takeover. And, you know, as many people know, there is one show in particular that people sort of rank as the greatest Dead show of all time. And that would be Cornell 77. I don't know if I'm on that list as my favorite, but it's certainly close to one of my favorites. And it's the crispest sounding bootleg of all time. Thank you, Betty, for recording those. But anyhow, we're going to play something from that show, which is Deal. It is Deal from Cornell 77. And one quick thing is that my wife, Lisa, has always said, if you go to any show, if it's a cover show, if it's a Dead show, whatever it is, and you get a Frankenstower, a Bertha, and or a deal, you got a good show. All and right, tonight Lisa. We're bringing you all three. And it wasn't even, I just realized that right now, it wasn't even on purpose. So Lisa, we got you covered.
Nice.
And let's hear it.
Yeah, so maybe that's like one of the best because Donna sounds good.
I know, she sounds amazing. Absolutely. That night she was in tune and on fire.
Totally, totally. So I have a quick story about Deal. So I was on a little mini tour of the East Coast in 2016 for Dead & Company and was up at SPAC, which is the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in upstate New York. And they played Deal. First of all, my friend Howard was working for years and years and years with Mickey, and he, like, you know, gave us, basically I was on the rail, as they say. And so it was just great being, like, all the way up front, and he took a picture of me there. It was really cool because I'd never been to SPAC.
By the way, somewhere I have a screenshot from that night that I took on my computer when I saw you on the rail, and I remember sending it to you when you got back in town because I was like, oh, my God, there's Caroline.
That's so funny. So anyway, this Deal they played that night was so out of control, and this girl and I were dancing so hard, and we just at the end, and it was a long extended one, and we were like, oh my God, I need to sit down. It was one of those like just so incredible, beautiful moments in Grateful Dead history.
It'll pull it out of you, that's for sure.
Oh, totally. All right, so I just want to say, let's thank Ed, Alyssa, and Erica for their hard work. They're only on day two. They've got a long road ahead. Yeah. Just like a Grateful Dead song, really long stretch.
Yesterday was only 14 hours. It wasn't that long.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for
thank you so much for doing all this.
It's super fun for all of us to come out and be on the radio and play our favorite songs.
Please know that it's us that are thanking you for the support. Know that. Thank you, by the way. That's very kind of
you. Oh, yeah. You know, got to give you guys some love. So we have to also thank John Newton. Thank you, John, for your donation of $100.
Thank you, John.
Very much. And David Vanderveen.
Thank you, Mr. Vanderveen.
He also donated $100. Let's keep them coming. $100 minimums. How about that? I like this table we're at. So we are going now into continuing with Grateful Dead. Billy Strings, we have concluded.
No, we got one more. We're going back
Billy Strings.
One more Billy song. Yes. I've got a quick story about this one. It was my son's 16th birthday last April. I had just seen Billy, my wife and I had just seen Billy in Costa Mesa a couple nights before, and I took my 16-year-old son down to San Diego to see Billy on Saturday, and 16th birthday, and this song came on, and he, you know, it was just he and I through the whole show. He didn't really know Billy Strings that well, and he was just sort of dancing and grooving the whole night, and then all of a sudden, Everything the Same came on, and he just started boogieing, like back and forth in the aisle, just dancing. And it was like his 16th birthday. I was sharing the moment with him, and I really, really, it just made me smile. So this song will always make me think of him. It's another fast bluegrass song, and I think you guys will love it.
Awesome.
One, two. My name, no matter where I roam, everything's the same. I've been a lockpick, I've been a thief. I'll lie to your face and make you believe I'll tear through your town like a hurricane. Everything's the same. I killed a rounder, I killed a priest, I stole the gold right out of their teeth. I sold my soul for a fortune in fame. Man, I'm here alone. Everything's the same. Beer. By this time tomorrow, I'll be anywhere but here. I'll burn down your whole church.
lights in the plane. No matter where I roam, everything's the same. It's always farewell. The day I slow down will be a cold day in hell. And I'm on the run, it's a crying shame. No matter where I roam, everything's the same.
Mano.
Wow.
God.
Smoking.
Yeah, I could see myself dancing in the aisles. I could see
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
I just keep saying so great.
You know, as Dave Vanderveen said when he called in, you know, he just got off of Infamous String Dusters little tour, and you know, bluegrass, jam rock, you know, it all aligns so well. And you know, there's a great scene going on right now in the States. I mean, there's really what used to be just sort of regional or, you know, sort of southern, it's really turning into something very big. And this bluegrass stuff is just, you know, call it sight grass or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But it is something that is, you know, it's been growing and building for a while. But I think Mr. Strings is really sort of taking it over the top, and you'll see a lot more of it.
It's impossible not to love.
Exactly.
It's just happy music.
Not to love this. Yep. Right.
And then like if you're a geek and just like are like we are and like, oh my God, how do you play that fast?
Right.
How, it's so good. It sounds like there's like five guys playing and it's just Billy Strings. It's totally amazing. Totally amazing. So where are we here? We are at 6:51. I think we're going to go long, but you know, it's a Grateful Dead-ish show. So that's the way it rolls. So next up,
the music never stops.
Yeah, that's right.
This will be our walkout. But I did want to thank you both before we even punch it in. Thank you both for doing this. This is an amazing gesture on your part of generosity toward the radio station.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's a riot. It's fun, man. It's just so much fun.
It's so much fun to be here with Ms. David Burchie. Right. Thank you, David, for being the music. My music supervisor here.
Not a problem. This last song, I think we might as well, because we're getting up on the time. I know I picked this one because I know it's your favorite.
It is my favorite.
And this is Eyes of the World. This is from Live at Red Rocks in 1978. It's a oft-forgotten era, sort of after 77, after 74, but before Brent joins a band. And it's sort of this little, you know, it's a little, I would call it a tale of the end of the 70s. This is a great version of a beautiful song that will really make your heart melt.
Beautiful.
So, Thank you.
You've been my Grateful Dead Sherpa tonight. I swear, just guiding me through it, man. Right on. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Real quick, Al Rastigian, thanks, bro, for your donation. Sorry to interrupt the song, but, you know, you get it. Take care. Bye. Thank you.
concern. Wondering whether or not that you win is. Wings of my love, just carry the burden away.
Song.